Unit 2, Lessons 9 to 16, in Beijing. Lesson 9, Arriving in Beijing.
Number 1, Men, Women, and Children.
This is a man, one man. These are men, many men.
This is a woman, one woman. These are women, many women.
This is a boy and a girl.
Boys and girls are children. Men, women, and children are people.
Number 2. Who is tired and hungry?
Li Ming, Danny, Jenny, and Mrs. Li arrive in Beijing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who is tired and hungry?
Asks Mrs. Li.
I am.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm tired and hungry too.
Everyone is tired and hungry.
Number 3. People in the train station.
There are many people in the Beijing train station. Can you find the children playing cards?
No. These are women. They are buying tickets. These children are crying.
These aren't children. These are men. Here they are. These children are playing cards.
Lesson 10. A Walk in Beijing. Mrs. Li, Danny, Jenny, and Li Ming take a cab to their hotel. Then Li Ming, Danny, and Jenny go for a walk. They walk down the street. The street has many cars, buses, bicycles, and big trucks. The cars go quickly. The buses and big trucks go slowly.
The bus is slow. It goes slowly.
There are many people on the street, too.
The men and women are quick. They walk quickly. The children are slow. They walk slowly.
Danny sees a restaurant.
I'm hungry.
No, Danny. Don't go. There are too many cars and buses.
Now Danny feels scared. Jenny and Li Ming feel scared, too. Everyone feels scared.
Help! Help!
I can help you.
Danny buys a snack. What does he do now?
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Li Ming. Here I come.
No, Danny!
Help! Help!
Lesson 11. Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square is big,
says Li Ming.
There are many people here.
Yes,
says Jenny.
I see some children playing. They are laughing. They are laughing loudly. The children are loud. They laugh loudly.
I see some people walking happily on the square.
I see some men flying kites,
says Danny.
Let's fly a kite.
Can Jenny fly a kite? Yes, Jenny is having fun.
This is easy.
Can Danny fly a kite?
Oh no, this is hard. Help! Help!
Poor Danny. Are you okay?
Asks Jenny.
No, I hurt my arm,
says Danny.
Don't worry. I can help you,
says Jenny.
Let's put a bandage on your arm.
Thanks.
Danny becomes quiet. He is standing quietly. Lesson 12. The Palace Museum.
Number 1. Camera and Film.
We are going to the Palace Museum today. I want to take my camera.
What's a camera? Jenny can show you.
This is a camera.
Camera.
This is a film. Film goes in the camera.
Film.
Now I'm putting a film in my camera. May I take your picture?
Number 2. At the Palace Museum.
It's sunny today. The sky is blue. The palace is red and yellow. It's beautiful.
How old is the Palace Museum, Li Ming?
It's about 500 years old.
That's old.
I want to take a picture. May I have your camera, Jenny?
Sure. May I help you take a picture?
No, thanks. Cameras are easy. Oh, no. This is hard. Help! Help!
Poor Danny. Are you okay?
No, I hurt my nose.
Don't worry. We can help you.
Here's a bandage for your nose.
Lesson 13. Taking Pictures.
Number 1. At the Palace Museum.
Danny's nose is hurt, but Jenny's camera is okay. Can Danny take a picture now? Read and listen. Jenny puts a new film in her camera.
May I take your picture?
She asks Danny.
No, thanks, Jenny.
Says Danny.
Look at my nose. It's red. It has a bandage on it.
Come on, Jenny and Danny, I say. Look.
What do you see?
Asks Danny. A window, I say. Let's look inside the window. Inside, we see chairs and tables. They are old.
May I take your picture, Jenny?
Asks Danny.
Sure,
she says.
And your picture too, Li Ming,
says Danny.
Please stand beside Jenny. Okay. Smile.
Danny, be careful.
Help. I'm falling.
Danny falls. He breaks his tail. Poor Danny.
Ouch.
Number 2. Where does it hurt?
Can you point to Danny's arms, nose, and tail?
I don't have ears. See? Do you have ears?
Can you find his head, eyes, mouth, shoulders, elbows, hands, fingers, stomach, legs, knees, feet, toes, body.
Lesson 14. Shopping in Beijing.
Who wants to go shopping today?
I do.
I do too.
I want to buy gifts for my family.
Everyone wants to go shopping.
Let's go to Wang Fujing,
says Li Ming.
We can walk there.
I don't want to walk,
says Danny.
My tail hurts.
Poor Danny,
says Mrs. Li.
But Wang Fujing isn't far. I can walk with you.
Mrs. Li and Danny walk slowly to Wang Fujing. Li Ming and Jenny walk quickly.
Walk slowly, Danny.
Ouch!
Jenny wants to buy chopsticks for her mother, some tea for her father, a picture for her sister, and a hat for her brother. She shops quickly. Danny shops slowly. He looks in 15 shops. Mrs. Li, Li Ming, and Jenny sit down. They sit and sit.
What time is it, Li Ming?
It's 2:30.
What time is it now?
It's 3 o'clock.
Here's Danny. What does he have? It's a big panda.
Danny, you can't walk to the hotel with that.
Yes, I know. My tail hurts. But you don't have a tail, Mrs. Li. You can walk with it. Here.
Lesson 15. Are you ready for a song?
Number 1. Let's sing a song.
Everyone goes for a walk, for a walk, for a walk. Everyone goes for a walk, they walk down the street. The men and women walk quickly, walk quickly, walk quickly. The men and women walk quickly, but children walk slowly. Danny learns to fly a kite, fly a kite, fly a kite. Danny learns to fly a kite, it's hard for him to fly.
Number 2. Let's have a quiz.
Look up for the right answer. Look down for the wrong answer.
1. What's this?
Oh no, it's a camera.
2. Is this a picture or drawing?
Ah, it's a picture of me.
3. Are Li Ming and Jenny children?
I'm sorry, everyone. We can't find Danny. But I can answer the question. Yes, Jenny and I are children.
How did you do? Here are the answers.
Answers. 1. It's a camera. 2. It's a picture. 3. Yes, Li Ming and Jenny are children. But what's Danny? A dinosaur.
Story. Maddie's grandfather.
Monster, Minster, Munster, Maddie!
Nice to see you too, Grandfather.
Hi, I'm Maddie the Monster. I live in a big, big house with my big, big family. My grandfather is taking a trip to see my family. He is coming to Canada from the U.S. Grandfather, say this. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are who?
I am fine, thanks.
I am fine, thanks.
My grandfather speaks monster. He wants to speak English. He says that English is hard. I say, Grandfather, I speak English. English is fun. English is easy. My grandfather says, I speak English quickly. He says I speak softly. He asks me to speak slowly and loudly. My name is Maddie.
Muddle?
My name is Maddie.
My name is Maddie.
No, Grandfather. My name is Maddie. Your name is Mark.
Nor main is Yark.
My grandfather and I go to the park near my house. There are many people in the park. There are men and women talking. There are many children playing and laughing. My grandfather says,
Meanster monster, Maddie.
I say, don't worry, Grandfather. I'll be careful. But Anna and I go up high in the tree. Now we feel scared. Help! 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 We say, help! Help!
Excuse me, Mr. Monster. Maddie wants you.
Muddle?
Mr. Monster, can you help Maddie and Anna?
Please speak proudly.
Grandfather! Minster Monster! I yell. Minster Monster Monster Monster! The men and women stop talking. The children stop playing. Everyone looks at me.
They don't speak monster.
Minster, monster, monster!
I yell very loudly.
Monster, monster, monster!
Muddle?
My grandfather says. Then he sees Anna and me in the tree. He runs to the tree and helps us down.
Manster? Minster, monster?
Yes, I'm okay. But my English hurts.
Lesson 16. Again, please. Vocabulary.
Children.
Children.
Find.
Find.
Many.
Many.
Men.
Men.
People.
People.
Women.
Women.
Feel.
Feel.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Easy.
Easy.
Hard.
Hard.
Help.
Help.
Hurt.
Hurt.
Loudly.
Loudly.
Poor.
Poor.
Quietly.
Quietly.
Camera.
Camera.
Film.
Film.
Picture.
Picture.
Window.
Window.
Everyone.
Everyone.